Richard Alarcon was on the Los Angeles City Council between 2007 and 2013, and he was prosecuted for not living in the district that he represented.
What penalties does the sentence cover?
So Alarcon was sentenced to 5 years probation, 120 days in jail, and 600 hours of community service in specifically Council District 7, which is some sort of poetic justice on the part of the judge, because Council District 7 is the district that he represented between 2007 and 2013, but was convicted of not actually living in.
In terms of the sentence, you know, how does this sentence compare with others guilty of similar crimes? Were the penalties too severe, too light, or similar to others?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty similar. The most similar case is former State Senator Roderick Wright, who was sentenced last month. He was convicted of 8 counts of perjury and voter fraud related to where he lives. He was sentenced to 90 days in jail.
With the sentencing that occurred this morning, do you think that there's a message that's trying to be sent with it?
The decision on the part of this judge and the judge that sentenced Senator Wright, I mean, really shows that not only will you be convicted and will you have felony convictions and you can no longer serve public office, you also will be doing jail time. So it's not a crime that they're taking lightly.
And what has the public response been to the sentencing?
In general, I've heard, both sides of the spectrum. There are people who say they broke the law. You know, they're just because they're politicians doesn't mean they're above the law and that they should be punished. And then I've also heard people who are bothered that so much money is being spent by the district attorney. There's a general feeling that people don't really trust their elected officials.